Hello, this is Paula Matthews for Epic Books and Cafe. Today I will be continuing with a topic that is related to what we talked about in a previous episode entitled Come From Among Them. We talked about how we as believers are carriers of God's glory, which has been bestowed upon us for a divine purpose. Colossians 1:27 says that it's Christ in you, the hope of glory. So there is a hope and a glory residing within every Christian. But being a Christian does not automatically make you a believer. Many of God's people are without hope and without knowledge of the glory and its purpose that God has placed within them. So as a result, people get saved, then they go back to their old way of living and thinking. They get caught up in the conversations and habits of people who don't know our God. And this is why many people see Christians as hypocrites. We preach a message with our mouths that we do not follow in our lives. We're called to be light in this world, but light's purpose is to illuminate. It makes clear the things that are distorted. We're also, as believers, called to be salt, which means we should be adding a flavor to this world. We are the seasoning this world needs. Salt is also a preservative. What did Jesus tell us? He told us to go into all the world and preach the gospel. It's for the preservation of humanity that we preach the gospel to every creature. It's the same assignment that Paul talked about in Acts 26:18, to open their eyes and turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God, that they, the unbeliever, may receive forgiveness of sins and an inheritance among them that are sanctified. That's the whole purpose of being a Christian. It's not just about going to heaven or missing hell. It's about spreading the news, being light and salt in this world. Now, how can you open the eyes of an unbeliever when your eyes are closed and your eyes are dark? How can you turn people from darkness to light if you too are in darkness? How is it that God's people find themselves in this condition? It is because they've taken their eyes off of God and place them upon men and women in this world and earthly wisdom. Unfortunately, in America, we're faced with a very difficult spiritual challenge at this time. We have an upcoming presidential election, and I want to let you know, this is a test. God is testing his people. Election 2024 is a test for those who consider themselves Christians. Now, last time in 2020, God said, the election is not about who's in the White House. He said this in 2020 very clearly, and it's true in 2024. It's about whom America will serve. That's what's on the line. Whether we're going to live a godly life or ungodly life. Whether we're going to have godly leaders or ungodly leaders who are going to lead people to sin or to obey God. Now read your Bible. Search the scriptures. See how many times it refers to kings, evil and wicked kings, who cause the people of God to sin against God. That's what we're up against. Is the person that you're choosing to lead your country a person who's going to cause you to go for or against God? You look at their words, yes. You watch their actions. What have they voted for? What have they stood for? What do they continue to stand for? There's a lot of things going here. It's not just the person. It's who the person is representing. Because it is a battle for the destiny of a nation and for the destiny of a people. How does this happen? See, in America now, for the past 4 years, we've seen devastation. Not only a pandemic, we see financial troubles. You see shortages of food. There's crime that's elevated. Inflation is off the hook. All these ungodly laws that are being passed, and nobody seems to understand, this is a spiral downward. Why? It has to do with the people we've chosen over this nation. Because if you think about it, any of those in the White House could do to turn this thing around, but they have not done it. Why? Because this is part of their agenda. And somebody was recently referring to the fact that when Obama was in office and he had the rainbow colors on the White House, he was saying, this is our agenda. That was a sign to let you know that all the things that God hates are going to be the agenda of this certain people that's associated with their cause. And that has been happening at all these years. And it's like the people are looking at individual people as a personality. Look at who they serve. Look at what they're promoting. Look at what has happened to our laws. This is where we need to be looking at. And this is what God is holding us accountable. That's why he said it's not about the person. It's about what they represent, and it's about who we're going to be serving as a nation. That's incredibly important, because right now we're serving idols. We're serving Satan. Why? Because that's what the laws say. Why? Because the people you elected put in those positions, that's what they do. They're serving idols, and everything they do is going to be according to their God, which I find amazing when you consider how people have fought Christianity for so long in this country because they're afraid, well, we don't want to be Christian. Well, you don't understand. You vote and you operate according to the spirit that's in you. So the leaders you're getting in these positions, that Satan is eyeing these people. Why? Because if they can eye a leader and take out a leader, they can take out a city. They can take out a government. They can take out a nation. And that's why we need to find out what God wants, who God selects. So I'm going to spend a time talking about this because one of the things that God told me was the issue was the people want a king. His people want a king. They forget that we have one. When you get saved, you come into the kingdom of God. Jesus is your king. Well, people say, well, that's Jesus. You can't see him. Yeah, but you have his spirit inside of you. He's enthroned in you. Your body is a temple of his spirit. So you should be listening to that spirit to determine how to live in this life, who to vote for. That spirit should be giving you discernment of what's evil and what's good, or who's lying, who's telling the truth, instead of listening to the media. The media is a tool of the devil. It's being used as propaganda. And if you're not listening to God, you will fall into that trap. But when we come to Christ, we become ambassadors for the kingdom. We are citizens of another kingdom sent back into this world to show the world another way of being. That's where we are the salt and light. We show them how the kingdom operates. We tell them what God says. We are, as citizens of God's kingdom, ordained to show the world another way to live within this wicked system. But so often we see Christians joining the wicked system. You're not teaching them anything. You're not showing them anything. And consequently, you're going to be held responsible for that activity, those words you spoke, to be in agreement with the world and being in disagreement with God and honoring his word. So we're not supposed to think like the masses. Why? We have the mind of Christ. That's what the Holy Spirit is. He is the mind of Christ. So we don't think like the people of this world. We don't speak like them. Why? We have the word of God. We have that Bible with the word of God that tells us how to be. And in addition to that, we have the Holy Spirit that will give you words to speak. And we do not operate like the world. No matter what we do for a living or what we do within our families, we're supposed to be operating according to kingdom laws. That Bible. We run our families that way. Our businesses that way. Our finances the way of the kingdom, not of this world. It's time that God's people turn back to him. And because we turned our back on him, we're looking for a king. And this is the one thing the Lord said is a downfall of the American church right now. We want a man to rule over us. And this is serious business to God. Because from the very beginning, from creation, look how he created mankind. It was never his intent that we would have anybody rule over us but God himself. That's how he created Adam. God was the sole source of everything for Adam. And that's the way it's supposed to be for us as children of God. He is our source. But what happened when Adam decided to turn to do his own thing? What happened? He heard another voice. He heard someone else speaking and decided to follow that voice. And when he followed that other voice, which is the voice of the serpent, he fell from the grace of God. He fell from everything that God had for him, including his inheritance in the garden and in this earth. And ever since that time, the same voice has been speaking against God's people and luring their ears to follow another way. But when Jesus came back, he came and said, I am the way. So we're supposed to be following Jesus to bring us back to God, back to God's plan, back to God's inheritance, back to God's role and position he has for each of his children. So one of the things that has happened since Adam sinned is people have followed men. And the Lord took me back to the Bible. He took me all the way back to look at how this happened. He took me back to 1 Samuel chapter 8. And it was a time where Samuel was the prophet. He was a judge of God's people. And what happened was Samuel appointed his sons to also judge with him. But his sons were wicked. The elders of the people came to Samuel and said, listen, your sons are wicked. They're not doing what you do. They don't follow God. So give us a king to rule over us. Well, of course, this upset Samuel, but he went to God with it. And God said, okay, give them what they want, but let them know that they have not rejected you, but they've rejected me. I want you to hear this clearly. When we elevate men, rulers of nations, rulers of governments, whatever, any kind of man above God, we have rejected him to go after a man or another thought or wisdom that's not of God. This is the sort of thing you have to understand. God is a jealous God. He didn't choose us for us to go following behind somebody else. He called us to be sons of God, to walk in the pattern that Jesus Christ gave us. In fact, that's what a Christian is. Did you know in the book of Acts, they said the term Christian came about as an insult? Why? Because these people were doing everything that Jesus Christ did. They looked like him. They sound like him. They were doing miracles like him. That's what defines a Christian. Not that you go to a Christian church. Are you walking in the ways of Christ, who told us to follow his example and follow him as he follows God? He showed us the way. He is the way. It's time to walk in it. Now, when the Lord took me back to the story of Samuel, what was disturbing about it is the Lord said, go ahead, give them what they want, but let them know that they rejected me. But also let them know that manner of king that will rule over them. And I'll read from you. That's 1 Samuel 8:11-17. And he said, this will be the manner of the king that will reign over you. He will take your sons and appoint them for himself, for his chariots, to be his horsemen, and they will run before the chariots. And he will appoint them as captains over thousands, and captains over fifties will set to him his ear to the ground and reap his harvest and make his instruments of war and instruments of chariots. He will take your daughters to be confectioners, to be cooks, to be bakers. He will take your fields, your vineyards, and your olive yards, the best of them, and give them to his servants. He will take the tenth of your seed, your tithe, and of your vineyards, again, this is your tithe, and give it to his officers and his servants. And he will take of your men servants, of your maid servants, and your goodliest of young men, and your asses, and put them to work for him. He will take a tenth, again, your tithe of your sheep, and you shall be his servants. Now, this is what Samuel was told to tell the people. And you would think, okay, God, you got her back. We see the trouble. We don't want to go there. That's not what they said. Samuel ends by saying, and ye shall cry out in that day because of your king, which ye shall have chosen you, and the Lord will not hear you in that day. And as the Bible says, the people responded, nevertheless, they refused to obey the voice of Samuel. And they said, nay, but we will have a king over us, that we may also be like all the nations, and that our king may judge us and go out before us and fight our battles. Up until this time, God has fought every battle for them. He's taken them out of Egypt. All the plagues he sent against Egypt to pull them out, and they want a man. A man could not have done what God did for them. But yet, they want a king. They want to be like everybody else. But you're not like everybody else. When God chose Israel, when he chose the people of God, he chose them as a special treasure to himself to show the world what he's like. Not so that they can join the world, that he pulled them out so that he can use them as an example to bring people to him. That's why you become Christian. So that the blessing of the Lord is on your life, that the goodness of God is throwing through you, that people will say, we want to be part of your God. We're supposed to be his treasure, his peculiar people set aside to show forth his glory. We're not supposed to be like everybody else. And this is why a lot of people in our day in America are confused. What does it mean to be Christian? In their estimation, they don't look any different. They don't sound any different. All we know is they go to church on Sunday. So that must be the difference. But when the people said, nay, we want a king, then God said, so be it. And he gave them a king. But the end of that story was not very pretty. Because in 1 Samuel chapter 12, Samuel finds a king, they anoint Saul, and then he says, now therefore behold the king whom you have chosen and ye have desired, and behold the Lord has set a king over you. If ye will fear the Lord and serve him and obey his voice and not rebel against the commandments of the Lord, then shall both ye and also the king that reigneth over you continue following the Lord your God. But if ye will not obey the voice of the Lord, but rebel against the commandment of the Lord, then shall the hand of the Lord be against you as it was against your fathers. You know, you understand when he started talking about that in Samuel chapter 12, he reminded Samuel, since the time I took him out of Egypt, they've disobeyed me. They've turned around to serve other gods. That's idolatry. Now they got a king. That's idolatry. Why? They're worshiping a man instead of God. But then he ends the chapter 12 by saying, for the Lord will not forsake his people. That's because God, he appointed us, and he's not a God that he will change his mind. For the Lord will not forsake his people for his name's sake, because it has pleased the Lord to make you his people. Yeah, God chose us for a purpose. So he's not going to repent of that. So that calling on our lives is still going to be, it has to go forth, even if it causes us some pain in the process. But here's what he said. God forbid that I should sin against you, this is Samuel speaking, and ceasing to pray for you, but I will teach you the good and right way. Okay, people, this is heads up. This is a message. Here is a good and right way. Only fear the Lord and serve him in truth with all your heart. For consider how great things he has done for you. But if ye still do wickedly, ye shall be consumed, both ye and your king. All right, beloved Christian in America, look at what's happened to our country. We see our laws, we see the corruption, we see extreme inflation, we see rebellion against God in every way. It's like there's statues of idols popping up. They're being set in our major cities. Idols that are forbidden, that God said do not worship the idols, but yet nobody's complaining that they're being put on the courthouses, like in New York City, in Texas. I understand someone said that it's also happening in Detroit or other places. So people are worshiping devils and placing their statues of those devils in our prominent places of government. Why? Because the enemy knows if they can take out a government, if they can get the people to go after false gods and idols, they can serve Satan, and Satan can take the city and its leaders. And that's what he wants. He wants the seat of every government to be a satanic seat. And I remember in the 2020 election, after Joe Biden said that he won, and I knew it was not God's will, all of a sudden, immediately in the spirit, this big, huge monster, at the time I didn't know if it was Moloch or Baal, it had horns and it was... And its big voice was saying, America is mine. It belongs to me. Why? Because you put that man in the White House, all of a sudden a demon comes forth and saying, America is ours. It's his. And I'm like, not on my watch. I don't care who you put in that White House. If he's serving the devil, he's got to go. Either that devil's got to go or the man's got to go. And I truly believe God can use anybody in an office if the people of God would obey. I have seen it. I have heard it in my spirit. It's in the Bible. Anytime the people of God will obey God, as it says here, God will overturn anything, any evil that's being done. He will turn the captives free, set the captives free, turn back our judges if we obey. But we have to obey God because as 2 Chronicles 7:14 says, if my people will humble themselves, we have to be the ones that humble ourselves before God. And repent for our sins and turn our hearts back to him. And he said, then he will hear us, but we have to be the ones to turn. So rather than looking for a king in an election, look for the King of Kings. Put your heart, let him enthrone your heart. Let him enthrone your heart for his goodness, for his mercy, to do the right things we need to do in this hour. Because let me tell you, the spirits are aligned here to take America out. There are some negative things going to happen. There are some consequences for the last 4-year election. There's some consequences we have to pay, and trouble is coming. There's something going to be so severe. And the question is, how long do you want it to last? Do you want it to continue? We haven't seen it yet, but it's coming. But it's the harvest we're reaping from who you put in the White House before. It's not about a man. That man claims to be Christian, but we know it's not the case. How do we know? Because of all the evil that's followed him. Read the Bible again. Out of the good treasure of a good man's heart, good things will happen. Out of the evil treasure, evil things will happen. Whether you're a leader or a person over an organization or over a family, whoever's in charge causes that spirit that's on him to flow up on the people. We see it in churches. You'll see a pattern in the church. How do you know that it's coming from the pastor? Because it's in those leaders. It's throughout the congregation. So there's the spirits that come down off of the leaders unto people. And for those of us who have not been diligent and praying and asking God, who should lead this nation? Who should lead my church? Who should lead my congregation? Pray. Don't ever appoint a leader without praying. Last time we talked about it, go to the book of Acts. What did they do when they had to replace Judas? They had two names that came up. We got two names coming up for this election. What do? You just don't vote, listen to them and vote? No, you listen to God first and foremost. You pray, fast, ask Lord, which of these two do you pick? That's one of the things the Lord taught me years ago. Don't ever walk into a voting booth without asking me what my choice is. Because if you take my choice, then I can supernaturally move in a nation. If you choose my choice, but if you don't, my hands are tied and the evil one's going to take over. And what has he said about the leaders in this last 4 years? He says they are under the influence of the evil one and they cannot withstand them. Because in their thirst for power, they have covenant with satanic forces that are now ready to take over America. So beloved, don't be going after a king. Go after the King of Kings and find out what he has for us in this hour and obey him. Get in fasting, get in prayer, and it's not too late. If you followed the news in the past and got your mouth on some of these leaders, repent. I don't care if you're for or against them. Don't be talking about them. Don't get into mockery about them. This is serious business with God. Speak his word only. Seek his word only. Seek his truth only and walk in it. It's time to turn our hearts back to God and his plan for the blessing to continue in this, his covenant nation. This has been Paula Matthews for Epic Books and Cafe. Until next time.